Well, folks, here we are. This is Bill Stewart speaking, and I'm telling you, if my voice sounds a little bit shaky, it's no wonder. After 2.5 years, this is WPBC, the People's Broadcasting Company. Becky and I, my little wife and I, started it 2.5 years ago, and after all of that time, finally, last night, the Federal Communications Commission wired us, says, go ahead. So here we are. Of course, there are a great many things between 2.5 years ago and now. But it'll take you about, 2.5 years probably from now to learn them all. And we're going to have about a 5.5-hour party this afternoon. A lot of the people that have had a great deal to do with station WPBC's establishment and who are very close to Becky and me are here this afternoon to help us get this program off to a start. We're not going to have any regular schedule today of programs. We're going to more or less tell you about the shows that we're going to do from now on. We'll be on the air regularly starting at 6:30 tomorrow morning and every day, Monday through Sunday, or Sunday through Monday, or which is the start of the week, Becky? Come on over here and help me.
I don't know whether I can talk straight or not, Bill. I started talking backwards Sunday, and I don't know if I slowed down yet or not.
You know, we had big plans for our, planes, too.
See, you're doing it, too.
Yes. Big plans for the opening. We had a clock here, which was furnished us by one of our stockholders, or two of our stockholders, Mr. and Mrs. Clayton Baker. It's a grandfather's clock, about 70 years old. It's a Seth Thomas, and we were going to start out with having it strike 12. Well, that was all fine, but we were standing out talking out in the reception room. All of a sudden, somebody says, time to go, and we didn't have time to set the clock. Becky, how do you feel today after all of this?
I feel like my knees are made out of water.
Water?
Uh-huh. They don't want to hold me up very well.
Uh-huh. Well, it was a hard fight, kid.
It sure was.
Put her there. Well, we must keep the show rolling, so we have... As entertainers, Don Dodge at the piano. We're very happy to have Don with us because he's an excellent pianist. Many of you have heard him. He's played all over the Twin Cities for quite some time, and he told me that he started playing the piano when he was 12 years old. We have Max Sievert standing here who's going to sing. He's a stockholder of the company, and he's going to do a program of Ole Olson. We have T.K. Thomas K. McCrum, who is an old friend of mine from way back. He's going to be an announcer and production manager and so forth, and we have Mabel Baker, who's going to sing for us today. She's a stockholder. And John Ware, our sales manager, is looking through the window, and he says, be sure not to have me on the air today. Well, Don, let's get this five-hour party rolling with a little of your music. We're going to have transcribed and recorded music today, folks, and also some live singing and live playing, we call it, around the radio station. That means that the people right here in the studio are doing it. Don, T for Two is a great number, and you do it fine.
Thank you.
good, Don. That was Don Dodge, our pianist at the keyboard. That's, let's see, at the, we'll have to start saying at the keyboard of our studio, Wurlitzer, isn't it? Yeah, and then we'll have to charge Wurlitzer for saying it. Come on around here, Mrs. Stewart. Folks, you may be confused today because we have two Mrs. Stewarts in the studio. The young Mrs. Stewart and the younger Mrs. Stewart. This is my mother. Hi, Mother.
Hello, Bill.
How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine. Feel a little weak in the knees, too, like Becky Ann does.
Are you happy to be up here at this occasion, I suppose?
Oh, I certainly am. I've waited for this for so long. I can't find words to tell you how pleased I am. And certainly congratulate you and all of your helpers.
Well, thank you very much, and it's very nice to have you over here. It wouldn't have been right without it. And my mother, folks, is what they call a hostess, a social hostess over at the University of Minnesota. And how did you get away from work today?
Well, it's quite an occasion, you know.
Yes.
And
is the boss out of town?
No. He was very nice about it and said that I could come. And he send his congratulations.
That's Mr. Higgins.
Yes.
Well, it's certainly nice to have you up, and you go in the other studio now and rehearse your song.
Okay.
That was Mother Stewart. Well, let's see. We want to get a little more music in here. I think Harry Vos, our chief engineer, has one queued up on the turntable. It's 9.5 minutes past the beginning of WPBC, which was at 12 o'clock. And we'll hurry it along with some music, Harry.
In Puerto Rico chases Chico, 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 from Puerto Rico. Oh, they all think Chico, Chico, pretty slicko. He's got ego, this amigo. Every cute muchacha want to go where he go. When he rumba o bolero, he do better job than Cesar Romero. He like to flirt, but he no fight, no do. He might get hurt, say he's nobody's fool. Chico, Chico, from Puerto Rico. He's a wolf who come from Hollywood and Pico. And when you know all that I know, lady, you'll give Chico back to Puerto Rico.
That was a very nice number. Caught us right in the middle of rehearsing one in the studio. The time is now 12 minutes after 12 o'clock, and we've been receiving several phone calls. The first call to come in was from Warren Holman. He said he heard us come on the air. I don't know how anyone would be tuned in at 980 on the dial and accidentally hear us come on the air, but he did. He said, we're coming in fine, and best congratulations to us all, for which we thank him very much. And at 12:05, Helen Hyder called up, said we were coming in grand. Best wishes. We would like to know how we're being received technically out in the vast listening audience. If there's anyone listening outside of the Twin Cities, we'd very much appreciate knowing how the station is being received. Becky?
Bill, I put on my flat heel track shoes, so I'll be glad to run from the switchboard in here to the studio to deliver these messages, if that'll help them phone them in.
Well, on this hard asphalt tile floor, those track shoes will be a definite advantage.
Well, they don't look good, but they feel good.
They look okay now, Becky. Don't let anybody kid you. 13 minutes after 12 o'clock, and folks, I want you to meet a man that has been a friend of Becky and of mine for about 10 years. He and I started to work in the radio business back in Lafayette, Indiana, about, I don't know how long ago that was. Many, many years ago. I don't think we even better talk about it, as a matter of fact. I'll just skip that completely. Well, anyway, we all three worked down at Purdue University in the radio station for a couple of years, I guess. Then we went our various ways, crossed paths through the years, and now have ended up on WPBC here in the Twin Cities together. I think you're going to like him. You'll hear a lot of him in the years to come, I'm sure. And we are very happy to introduce a very well-known and famous radio star, Gildersleeve.
Oh, now see here, little chap. You can't say that to me.
Better known as Thomas K. McCrum. Actually, this isn't Harold Perry, who is Gildersleeve, but Tom does... Gildersleeve just a little bit better than Harold Perry does.
Well, I can when I practice, Bill. So far, not too much practice on this. Say, I was thinking of that when you were talking about the years, you know. Doesn't seem to me very many years at all, but even my mother starts referring to me as a confirmed bachelor, so it must have been a passage of time somewhere there.
There, ladies and gentlemen, is our first commercial.
Yes.
Thomas is already screaming that he is a bachelor. Well, he's a pretty nice catch at that, girl, so just be on your toes.
Can I be excused now to hide my blushing features?
Well, Mac, you might get a little the rest of the program lined up for this afternoon. We have 15 minutes under our belts, and we'll have another 5 1/4 hours to go this afternoon on our all-afternoon party. Introducing WPBC, the People's Broadcasting Company, the Twin Cities' newest radio station, located in Minneapolis at 1133 Stinson Boulevard, which is a nice location. It's 15 minutes after 12 o'clock, and we have Max Sievert. We'll talk to him a little bit later, but we want to hear him sing right now. He says that he isn't too much in practice, but I think he's rather modest. Don Dodge will accompany Max as he sings Smile a While.
Smile the while you kiss me sad adieu, when the clouds roll by I'll come to you, when the skies will seem more blue, down in the lover's lane, my dearie, wedding bells will ring so merrily, every tear will be a memory. So wait and pray each night for me, till we meet again. Thank you.